to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your missing in action host, John Stattmiller. I'll explain that comment in a minute. It is a Monday, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 7th of January, 2008. I've got to make myself a big sign because I actually the other day wrote down a date and I actually put down 2006. Hey, but at any rate, are we having fun? That's when time flies the fastest. On today's program, coming up in the second hour, Michael Collins Piper. His new book, The Golem. And this is a timely thing because there is new saber rattling going on. If you've watched the news, supposedly the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Navy was thinking about firing on U.S. ships. Well, Georgi Porgy, King George II, is, I do believe, in Israel by now to discuss the options on how do we go and attack Iran. We're going to be talking a lot about the situation coming up in the second hour, so you're going to want to be around for that one. By the way, Mike Piper sent me his book, and on the back cover of this, yeah, he really did go to the Middle East, and yes, he sat down and talked with Ahmadinejad. We'll get his take on Mr. Ahmadinejad. This guy's a globetrotter. I mean, he's been there, done that, talked to a bunch of people, prolific writer, and a talk show host on this network. Very happy to say. He is on Monday through Friday, and I do believe the time slot is 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time. Do I get a nod on that, Mr. Producer? Thank you. All right. So at any rate, we'll have Mike Piper up in the second hour. And, well, folks, I don't want to spend the entire first hour of this program, but I cannot leave the Ron Paul issue go about Fox News. And let's just rename the network, Fox, F-A-U-X News. We'll be talking a little bit about that. And during this upcoming break, is my engineer still here? No? Yes? Check. Because I'm losing my mic here. All right, we can take care of the technical problems during the break. At any rate, folks, appreciate you sticking around for this program today. And I particularly appreciate people filling in for me the last couple of days. Some unknown disease, unknown demand. Don't know exactly what it is. I'm going to tell the engineer, forget it. I think I just found the problem. Oh, stop. You sound like my mother. At any rate, we'll take the break here. Be back in a couple of minutes. I guess Mike Piper, hi down there in Tennessee, Harry Grothjohn. Hey, Harry, you've got this guy for 45 minutes, and after he's done with the show on your radio station there in Tennessee, I've got Mike Piper. So don't hold him over that 45 or 50 minutes that you have him. All right, Harry, thank you. I appreciate you carrying the programming here for Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll take a deep breath, check our wires during the break, and we'll be right back.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, in the informational business, every once in a while you get thrown a lemon and somebody tells you it's an orange. On the network's main page last week, and I instructed the webmaster to post a story about Hank Paulson, better known as Henry. And now the problem with the story was that this came from Christopher Story. And Christopher Story wrote a story, and I tried to verify this, called his office, never got a call back, but it was on the shooting of Henry Paulson. All right, so that is a type of story that you try to verify, but for the sake of expediency, I posted it on the republicbroadcasting.org website with a proviso at the top of the story. Not confirmed, and I told the webmaster, put in parentheses, damned if we do, damned if we don't. Well, don't you know, folks, that it was a false story? Hank Paulson is alive and well. But I want you to understand something, that with stories such as that, you do run a risk of running a story that's not true. But I did put the caveat up there. not yet confirmed, damned if we do, damned if we don't. Well, as it turns out, damned if we did. Well, the bloggers just went absolutely nuts with this, about this network and posting that story. Now, what they're missing, and if you got to be in this game long term, I will give enough rope to somebody to hang themselves with or shoot themselves in the foot or however descriptive thing you want to give this. I don't think that anybody's going to be paying any attention to any more of Christopher Story's stories. He has shot himself in the foot. So if you want to look at this pragmatically and the elimination of the disinformation artistry out there, look at it that way. I'm glad that Mr. Henry Paulson is not dead, because that'll save him for the trials coming up when we restore the republic. I don't want bodies. I don't want corpses or cadavers. I want live bodies. So at any rate, Henry Paulson, he's saying today, so I guess dead man do talk, there's no simple solution to the housing crunch. So he's up there in Washington. He's talking to Georgie Porgy, King George II. And he's educating the Bush administration to combat the country's severe housing crisis. But there's no simple solution. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said Monday, gee, I guess that'd be today, that there is no simple solution, and adding that the correction in the housing market is inevitable and necessary. Now, he did come out with some figures that are almost close to the truth, but he said the country was facing an unprecedented wave of 1.8 million subprime mortgages that are scheduled to reset to sharply higher rates over the next 2 years. Okay, they're going to reset, but not with the original mortgage holders. And this would be the simple solution, would it not? The problem with this is that the original mortgage holders in this deal, if it was their mortgage to reset, they could do it. I mean, it would be a simple, hey, borrower, just tear up the contract, here's a new contract. We've reset your mortgage, we're rewriting it. Congratulations, you got a 30-year fixed mortgage. No adjustable rate stuff, no balloon stuff, and, well, you understand if you've ever looked into the adjustable rate mortgages. The reason they cannot do that is because these mortgages have been sold, repackaged, resold, repackaged again, and nobody knows who is holding the paper on this deal. That's part of the problem. Now, and these people, a lot of them may or may not be able to requalify for a standard mortgage. And at that point in time, the financial institutions, the lenders, will have to make adjustments. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be dispossessed, dislodged, thrown out, whatever you want to say. But there's a lot of these people that have the adjustable rate mortgages that would not have a problem paying a standard rate mortgage payment per month. Okay, that's where it is. But if you've noticed, they keep saying that, oh, there's going to be 1.8. No, there's going to be 2 million. Oh, it's going to be more than 2 million. Yeah, they're fluctuating. Give it a plus or minus 4 or 5%. But the major problem here is they cannot issue these standard mortgages because they're not the issuers of the mortgages anymore. It's been sold off. That's why you're seeing this thing drag out ad nauseum on the subprime loans. I mean, how simple would this be to reset all these mortgages under a standard mortgage and have the bankers rolling in on the beginning of these loans? Oh, that's right. You understand it if you've been caught up in that matrix out there purchasing a mortgage, a fixed mortgage, whether it be 20, 30 years, whatever the case may be. You understand what your payments and your obligations are to these banksters. So what would be the problem? Rather than looking at somebody paying double the amount on an adjustable rate, let's just reset them, rewrite the contract, and let's get on with this thing. They can't do it. So there you go. Henry's still alive. Christopher Story is dead. That's the new story. So, folks,
You know, sometimes you get duped, but there's always a silver lining. Will I ever read another Christopher Story story? Not in this lifetime. Not ever. ATMs hacked. Citibank limits ATM cash withdrawals. Now, this might seem to be a little bit obscure. This comes from economicsbriefing.com. Citibank has joined the Hotel California hedge fund method of allowing withdrawals. And if you're familiar with the Hotel California song by the Eagles, you can check your money out anytime you like. It just can't leave. A jump in ATM fraud, and the story goes, led Citibank to slash the maximum amount of cash available to customers from their accounts, in some cases by half. The new cap on cash distributed by the bank's ATMs began in mid-December after what Citibank called isolated fraudulent activity in New York City. Daily News reports that one Brooklyn woman said she went to her bank branch on Christmas Eve and was unable to take out her normal cash limit, so she called customer assistance. She told me customer accounts had been hacked into through cash machines around the city. As a result, the bank had decided to slash how much customers could withdraw from their own accounts. They cut my account in half. Now, the comments that followed this was more revealing than the story itself. One comment posted on a blog, it's more likely that Citi is having problems acquiring hard cash and is passing on that difficulty to their customers. Next one, I'd agree that Citibank is likely covering up internal problems. I've moved most of my deposits out of that bank already. I assume this is just a phony excuse from Citibank to pacify customers that complain. The given explanation to counter ATM fraud just doesn't make much sense. Here's one. Maybe Basel II and imminent demise. Another person blogs in, time to change my banks. My out-of-bank reserve is getting larger. One other thought, if they, meaning the banks and our government, have not been lying to us, then they are just simply fools. I have no trust in either category. Another one states, too bad Diebold couldn't protect their voting machines as much as they protect their ATM machines. We would have had one less term of our Supreme Court-appointed fearless leader, El Shrubo. And then one person posts here, Ron Paul 2008, only if we get rid of the electronic, hackable, paperless, disgraceful voting machines. So the main gist, and the comments keep going on and on and on and on. It's the bank, the fraudulent bank, and this is a cover-up by Citigroup because they just don't have the cash to give to the customers. So there it is. And also, this is rather, rather interesting. You know, all in the effort. You know, if you've been watching the credit card commercials, and I think this is Citigroup that has Visa, that is the most egregious attack on people's psychological makeup. You've seen the commercials that are running prior to Christmas, okay? We have a shot here. Yeah, that's right. You got it. My producer's throwing up his hands. Yeah, you're in a Christmas store and everybody's juggling and all this activity's going on and. Well, the person walks up to the counter, and they're doing a little juggling act, juggling their purchase, and they start to write a check. Well, the music stops, all the toys drop, everybody just stops. Why? Because this person had the audacity to use other than a debit card or a credit card paying for the purchases. Well, and again, you know, this is supposed to be trendy. It's supposed to be, you know, cool, neat, you know, oh, hey, why be bothered with that cash? You know, those checks can be fraudulent, even though most of the retailers in this country have check verification machines. You write a check, they've already run it through their little machine, and they already know if that check's good or not. But all this is a very not-so-subtle ploy for the cashless society. Well, hang on, folks, because the Social Security Administration is on board the same boat, so to speak. I'll tell you the story when we get right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
From Reuters, the U.S. Treasury Department is set to offer a prepaid debit card for Social Security recipients and has chosen Dallas-based Comerica Bank, as the card issuer. The report said the card is targeted at Social Security and Supplemental Security Income recipients who don't have bank accounts and is also aimed at providing cheaper and more secure payments by shifting away from paper checks. Just all part of the cashless society, folks. By the way, I'm going to get into the Ron Paul issue here after the bottom of the hour break. Teaching math in the 50s, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this, and I'll roll around to what the University of Oklahoma is doing along with Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York. And they were talking about universities and schools. You know, how great of a project it was that the United States government took over the education process here in this country. Bob Crudo sent this to me. Thanks, Bob, for this. Talking about teaching math in the 50s. Now, here's a word problem you're all familiar with, the format of it. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is 4/5 of the price. What was his profit? Okay, not hard to figure out, is it? Well, in the 60s, same problem, verbiage a little bit different. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is 4/5 of the price, or $80. What's his profit? Teaching math in the 70s. A logger exchanges a set L of the lumber for set M of money. The cardinality of the set M is $100. Each element is worth $1. Make 100 dots representing the elements of the set M. The set C, the cost of production, contains 20 fewer points than set M. Represent the set C as the subset of set M, and the answer the following question. What is the cardinality of the set P for profits? Teaching math in the 80s. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is $80. His profit is $20. Your assignment, underline the number 20. Teaching math in the 90s. By cutting down beautiful forest trees, the logger makes $20. What do you think of this way of making a living? Topic for class participation after answering the question, how did the forest birds and squirrels feel as the logger cut down the trees? By the way, there are no wrong answers to this test. Teaching math in the new century, folks. A logger sells a truckload of lumber for $100. His cost of production is $120. How does Arthur Anderson determine that his profit margin is $60? Extra credit, by the way. Will the volume of sales keep him in business long enough for the top executives to loot his pension fund before the shareholders discover anything wrong? Extra credit. Which southern state has the best bankruptcy laws that will enable the CEO to maintain his luxury house and trust funds? And I can't even read this one because teaching math in 2010, it's all in Spanish. and I guess there's a takeoff on this. Democrat, Republican, Socialist, Communist, Capitalist, bureaucracy, American corporations. I'll just give you a couple of these. A Democrat poses the question, you have two cows, your neighbor has one. You feel guilty about being successful. Barbara Streisand sings for you. Republican, you have two cows, your neighbor has none. So? The socialist, you have two cows. The government takes one and gives it to your neighbor. You form a cooperative to tell him how to manage his cow. The communist, you got two cows. The government seizes both and provides you with the milk. You wait in line for hours to get it. It is expensive, and by the time you get there, it's sour. Capitalism, American style, you have two cows, you sell one, buy a bull, and build a herd of cows. Democracy, American style, you have two cows. The government taxes you to the point you have to sell both to support a man in a foreign country who has only one cow. Of course, that cow was a gift from your government. Bureaucracy, American style, you got two cows. The government takes them both, shoots one, milks the other, pays you for the milk, then pours the milk down the drain. The American corporation, you have two cows, you pretend to sell one, lease it back to yourself, and you do an IPO on the second one. You force the two cows to produce the milk for four cows. You are surprised when one cow drops dead. You spin an announcement so the analysis stating you have downsized and you are reducing expenses and your stocks go up. The French corporation, you have two cows. You go on strike because you want three cows. You go to lunch and drink wine. Life is good. The Japanese cows? They have little slanted eyeballs. You have two cows. You redesign them so they are one-tenth the size of an ordinary cow and produce 20 times the milk. They learn to travel on unbelievably crowded trains. Most are at the top of their class at cow school. German corporation. You have two cows. You engineer them so they're all blonde, drink lots of beer, give excellent quality milk, and run 100 miles an hour. Unfortunately, they also demand 13 weeks of vacation per year. The Italian corporation, you have two cows. But when you don't know where they are, while ambling around, you see a beautiful woman, you break for lunch, life is good. Russian and Ukrainian, by the way, corporations, you have two cows. You have some vodka. You count them and learn you have five cows. You have some more vodka. You count them again and learn you have 42 cows. The mafia shows up and takes over however many cows you really have. I love it. A little bit of humor, folks, on this wonderful day in the neighborhood. Yes, it's Mr. Rogers' neighborhood here in America. Get out your sweaters, and you start talking like this. We'll be right back. I have no idea why I just did that. Yeah, what the heck. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, folks, we're back here. Well, you're all aware, of course, at least most of the people are that listen to this network, that Ron Paul was frozen out of the debates on Sunday on Fox, and that's F-A-U-X, by the way, Fox News, Rupert Murdoch et al. He was frozen out of the debates. Well, Saturday on ABC, he was included in the debates, but I watched that, and I was just shocked and surprised. Actually, what this basically boiled down to is let's ridicule and laugh at Ron Paul in his face in public. Now, I could go on for a half hour about this, but I'm not going to use that much time. But to suffice to say that Mr. Paul needs a political strategist. What I perceive is happening here, and I'm not bashing Kent Snyder or any of these guys. But if you heard Ron Paul initially when he threw his hat in the presidential ring, and then everybody in this country jumped on the bandwagon, the grassroots, real grassroots movement, it shook the rest of these politicians that are running for the presidency in 2009. It shook them to their core. And they just couldn't understand how some dark horse, long shot guy could collect so much money. They were just astounded. You want to talk about being out of touch with the American people? That was a prime example. Well, and he is a threat because of the things that he's talking about. But there is no strategy behind this man's campaign for the presidency. And what has happened is the people that were on board in this little mini campaign, initially mini campaign to get Ron Paul as president in 2000, you know, elected in 2008 to take office in January of 2009, it has outstripped their capabilities. There is no other way to put this. And I had some ample opportunity to talk to some Ron Paul people. One of them was Don Zimmerman that I had on last Thursday. And I was in his office the day before. And it took me about 45 minutes, 50 minutes to do a 10-minute conversation with him because he was so busy. And I understand that. And we pretty much both agreed that, you know, a new strategy, you know, just because we have a grassroots and everybody movement out there and everybody's jumping up and down and cheering for Ron Paul, it is not going to transition that there's a lot of support for Ron Paul versus teaching the rest of the country what Ron Paul is, what he stands for, and why he would be the president of choice given ample time to explain his positions. Now, and I'm not being negative here, folks, because what is going to be negative is if this guy does not get the presidency for the Oval Office. That is going to be the tragedy. It's not for a lack of passion. It's not for a lack of boots on the ground out there. It's for not really a lack of money per se. 20 million bucks is not a whole lot. Look at Hillary Clinton. She collected $100 million in all of 2007 to make this push for 2008 for the White House. $100 million. Ron Paul's got 20-some million. Having said that, there is over 80,000 people and climbing with all the Ron Paul meetup groups around the country. Good boots on the ground numbers. Hey, we're right there with you. And we're all waving and cheering and waving the banners and doing all this stuff. But that's not going to translate on getting this guy into the Oval Office. Now, let me just digress here for a second to explain the position. These people, I don't care if it's Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Mr. Huckleberry out of Arkansas, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Barack Obama, I don't care who it is. They have their political strategist. And these people, folks, in the political circles are known as the sharks. They take huge bites out of the opposition and chew them up for lunch. That's what they eat, the opposition. Ron Paul does not have this. Ron Paul's got a young man, good guy, 26 years old. But what has happened is this Ron Paul campaign has outstripped the capabilities of the Ron Paul campaign people, period. That is a reality. Now, over the last couple of days, I have spoken to people that are willing to put up cash, a lot of it, because they realize, the money people realize, if we don't get Ron Paul in office and we get just business as usual, different faces, same old political rhetoric, no solutions to the core issues of this country. Part of the strategy that is missing right now, and it's starting to affect me this way. You know, I see Ron, when you do see a TV ad, I've seen zero TV ads here in Texas. Okay, zero. They were concentrating, naturally, in Iowa and in New Hampshire. One of the debates, he was frozen out by Fox News. But never fear, a few miles away, while this thing is going on, Ron Paul is at a cable access station with Kent Snyder and 100 supporters. That was it. And I've played you a lot of the ads, radio and television. Some of the television ads had to be explained because, you know, folks, television is radio with pictures, okay, sound and pictures. And I had to describe what was going on in some of these cases with the ads. The problem I'm seeing here is, yes, we know Ron Paul has never voted himself a raise. Yes, he's against the war in Iraq. Yes, he wants the Federal Reserve gone. Yes, he wants the IRS gone. He doesn't have a political strategist to help or coach him in his answers, and all they're getting is repetitive. And what is starting to happen is people are starting to tune that out. Oh, yeah, been there, heard that, done that. Oh, yep. Oh. What should be going on with Ron Paul campaign with one-minute television ads is topic-specific. In other words, how much could you say about the phony Federal Reserve in this country and the dire effects that it has had on this economy? Imagine a series of one-minute ads covering that topic to run in the same markets so people really get it, okay? About the IRS as well, foreign policy. I'll tell you what happened Saturday. They took the opportunity to try to laugh Ron Paul off the stage. And I was past anger. I was past a lot of stuff. But my co-host, James Martinez, on Cashflow, program I do on this network Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time, got to throw the plug in there, he said the exact same thing that I did. He said, as a matter of fact, when I saw that happen, I turned the television off. It is one thing to have a grassroots movement in support of an idea, of a person that has the ideas and has the, more importantly, the fix-it solutions to the core problems of this country. It is quite another to communicate those ideas to the generally dumb public out there so they're going to go, well, wait a minute. I was going to vote for Hillary, or, you know, Hillary's slipping in the polls. Maybe I'm a Democrat. I'm going to go with Barack Obama. You know, whatever. Mr. Huckleberry running on the Bible. Okay, looks like a shoe-in for the Republican nomination. Mitt Romney ain't doing so good. Giuliani's sucking air. Who's the other guy? Fred Thompson. Fred, dead Fred, was included in the Fox debate. Fred doesn't have anything to say, and he takes it 20 minutes to say absolutely nothing. I mean, he's a good old boy, and I'm sure you pump a couple of martinis in him, he'd be a gas at a cocktail party. But his presidential material, I don't think so. So the problem we're having is not necessarily not enough people in support of Ron Paul. It's not really necessarily the money is the issue. It is the message, and he's being frozen out. Okay, we understand that. How do we get around that problem? Well, there's about 1,000 meetup groups, as I said, 80,000 plus strong. That's the numbers officially I got from the Ron Paul campaign headquarters today. There's 80,000 people that are volunteering their own time. Well, here rolls in the money people that said, well, look, we understand campaign financing and all that stuff. We do not want to compromise this deal, okay, but we want to pump a lot of money into this because we, as being well-heeled and moneyed people, recognize that if Ron Paul does not get in office and start to, deconstruct what they have built for us, then we don't have a ghost chance in hell. And they are fully aware of this. But if I've got big bags full of money, and I'm watching people that are not doing such a hot job with running his campaign, what would be my impetus here to throw a bunch of money their way? Now we get into the meat of the problem here, because this is a grassroots effort that has brought notoriety and put funds into Mr. Paul's coffer for this race. Who is deciding how that money's spent and where is it going? What's the composition of the TV and radio ads? How often do they run? What is the message contained in those ads? I felt bad for Ron Paul because he is a gentleman, because he doesn't bring out the dark side in order to combat and kill off these sharks. That's just the way he is. He's Ron Paul. He's not a cheap politician. And there is really, as I see this, there is really nobody with the political savvy in there helping this guy. You know, it's one thing to have shark repellent, but there's a way that you can kill off the sharks. The sharks are also his opposition, the people that want to maintain status quo. You know, Barack Obama, I mean, he jumped past Hillary Clinton. She's got $100 million in her account, and she's spending wildly, but she's losing in the polls. She's starting to slip badly. And there are reasons for this. I don't want to get into the Democratic strategy here. I don't want to do that. But to suffice it to say that this still is an open shot. Now, come another problem into this scenario. I personally, this is my personal opinion. All right, I didn't do any sample polling here. I didn't call a Zogby. It's my personal opinion. The Republican National Convention is not going to nominate Mr. Ron Paul for president. Okay? Period. They're not going to do it. If we would have had a little bit more time and a little bit better organized. See, one of the issues I was talking about these ads, that through these ads, through public education, and you take the time, and I know it costs a lot of money, especially through the airwaves, radio and television, to educate people. But a series of ads, topic specific about one area, say the Federal Reserve, you give enough information to the people out there where it starts to drive the forum that they're taking part in, the presidential debates. There would be a clamor and a demand for this guy. Well, enter in the problem here of Mr. Michael Bloomberg, the independent mayor of New York. Now, you see Rudy out there trying to get a lot of mileage because, well, he was the guy that was in charge on September 11, 2001. And he's managed the world's eighth largest economy and blah, 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 blah. Ad nauseum, it goes on. Well, that doesn't equate that Rudy Giuliani would make a good president, even if he showed up in the Lincoln bedroom with his new wife-to-be. I don't even know if he's got a new one yet, but in drag, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is that Ron Paul is not known by many people in this country as to what the issues are that everybody should be concerned about. There's patty cake and politics being played here as far as the platform, what the talking points are. And I'm sure that Ron Paul's got a bevy of information. Once you crack open a subject topic, that he's got enough ammunition, he can keep firing and chop up the opposition. Well, enter in what I watched today on C-SPAN, and I knew this was coming. I'd heard the announcement, and I thought, I got to watch this one. I caught about 40 minutes of this morning. It was the merry band of the globalist renown at the University of Oklahoma. In attendance is William Cohen, Gary Hart, Michael Bloomberg, Chuck Hagel, Sam Nunn, Bob Graham, Mark White, used to be the governor here of Texas, Christine Todd Whitman, I don't know if she's divorced yet, we'll just call her Christine, Jim Leach out of Iowa, all these names you recognize. What they're doing right now is strategizing for possibly putting Bloomberg in, running as an independent, for the 08 elections. Uh-oh, we have a problem. Houston, I see a problem here. Having said that Ron Paul will but never be nominated by the Republican National Convention, then that puts him squarely in the independent slot. Well, then you roll out of Michael Bloomberg, and how they're constructing this thing, they're going to go after this intellectually. Because here's the new guy on the block managing the eighth largest economy on the face of the planet, dealing with New York. I mean, gosh, if you can do it in New York, by God, folks, you can handle anything, right? So here's the new Rudy Giuliani, only he's the current issue. And Ron Paul's got a problem here, because we know he's not going to be nominated by the Republican National Convention. We already know that. So if he is forced to run as independent, here rolls in Michael Bloomberg that has already publicly stated, if I do run, I'll spend 10% of my personal wealth, just like this little sawed-off Texan did back in 1992. Remember that one? He bought all of his time, and he was getting his message across. Well, Bloomberg is worth one heck of a lot of money. Now, if he takes 10% of his own personal wealth and puts it up, I guarantee you he will get that money back. And we're going to have Mr. Bloomberg on the same independent ticket as Mr. Ron Paul. You see the problem here? So in the meantime, when the medias, especially Fox, ABC considered not carrying Ron Paul, but it worked out well for them because they just all sat there and laughed simultaneously at Mr. Ron Paul, the only guy that I would vote for. Houston, we got a problem. So what is the strategy for the Ron Paul campaign going into this year? I don't see any. I just don't see it. And folks, I'm going to tell you what. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. If we do not get Ron Paul in the Oval Office for 2009, stick your head between your legs and kiss your fanny goodbye. And that's not a joke. That is reality. We'll break. I'll come back, take some of your phone calls right after this.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. I got Michael Collins Piper coming up next hour. I have a funny feeling we'll have to put him on hold for a couple of minutes, put him in the wings, so to speak. Let's go to the phones. We got loaded phones. First up, Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes.
I'll tell you what's going on. What you have, I don't even know what to say.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What?
Hold on just a second.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Clarence, do me a favor.
I've got my phone.
Go ahead then.
Yeah, okay, let's try it. I was doing a headphone. It was, it's not
doing. All right, anyhow, get to your point.
Okay, my point is, you said everything that, well, I don't know what to say now. I'm 15 miles north of where they had that conference today. And I see what you're seeing. I think I see what you're seeing. They know that Ron Paul is a threat. And they're doing this third way. They want to put another third-party candidate in there to, how would I say it, muddy the waters?
Well, but if you look at the brain trust they're bringing in, Council on Foreign Relations, ex-governors, think tank heads, universities, they're bringing the full gamut to bear. Not this mindless political crap that you're seeing on these debates now. They're bringing in the big guns and the big money.
Right. And I think that's exactly what I saw today. Oh, I watched it. It sounds great. People applauded, but they don't understand. And they actually tried to hit on some things that would make people, they kind of know what's going on, the average schlub out there,
mm-hmm.
but they don't really get it, and these people are going to try to fool them.
They're going to intellectualize the argument and take them down, and what they always do, it's like any good salesman, overcome the objection, bring up the objection, explain it away, and let's move on.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what they're going to try to do.
And that's what I saw, and I thought, you know, if I hadn't woke up about 3-4 years ago when I first heard, you know, actual truth, you know, and how this country is supposed to be and what's supposed to be run by, a constitution. The average people out there are not going to know.
They're not.
And they're going to be totally led by the hand, and they're going to be right to the election, and they'll say, well, you vote for this.
And Clarence, here's the deal. If we do not get somebody in there to manage the Ron Paul campaign, and I don't care if he's a shark that has changed his stripes, that sees the wisdom of Ron Paul, and we don't put a sellout in there to help manage his campaign, mm-hmm. stick a fork in him, he's done.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Clarence, got your points?
I appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Let's go to the United Kingdom. Hello, Patrick. Hi.
Hello. Good evening, John.
Good evening.
Now, I've been listening to you very carefully, and I've been watching the Ron Paul campaign very closely. I won't bore you with side details, but I have run political campaigns in Ireland. I've got people elected to the Irish Parliament, so I have something briefly to contribute here. One heartening thing about what's going on is big money is losing. I didn't think in a million years, a year ago, that Ron Paul would even get coverage, but he's up there in the frame, and the bottom line of all bottom lines, the person to write the soundbite speeches for him is you. John Stackmiller.
You know,
I'm not joking you.
Well,
I'll shut in a second. Your archive of programs on Genesis and Now are a absolute Bible of speeches. Do you agree?
Yeah, my co-host on Cash Flow after the program, he said to me, he said the exact same thing. He said you should be getting involved in a Ron Paul campaign.
Yes.
I've got the political baggage that would probably sink this guy. Now, so, you know,
This can, well, I'll give you an undiplomed right under right. But, no, you have to. I remember you did very emotional, passionate programs about how the Republic was being destroyed. Any one of those programs could be an election campaign for a year. I'm not being patronizing or stupid, but we all know, people who listen to you are listening now, they surely know the person to write those speeches is you, and you've got to get involved.
Patrick, hang on a second. I've got to carry you through the break. I know it's the wee hours in the UK, but hang on.
Okay, I'll be brief afterwards.
Okay, Don, Paris, and Bruce, I will take your calls and then bring up my guest.
Michael.